Since last week's terrorist attacks, people have been hungry for information. In this age of television, radio, and the internet, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg found out that the old-fashioned book has been a resource.
Words written in the 16th century by a French physician and astrologer were especially popular this week. Amazon.com reported that various editions of the Prophecies of Nostradamus have been high on their list of best-selling online titles. In the Renaissance, people turned to Nostradamus as a seer. He cast horoscopes for French royals, and some believe he was able in the 1500s to foresee events like the French Revolution, the rise of the Nazis, and the AIDS epidemic. His writings have been challenged and disputed over the years. Still, Nostradamus has now found 21st century readers. Histories of the World Trade Center were bought up online last week. So were histories of the terrorist network of Osama bin Laden. Bookstores saw similar sales. At Wordsworth Bookstore in Cambridge, Massachusetts, there were requests for anything having to do with Islam, the Taliban, Afghanistan. Manager Sanj James says they've also sold some simplified versions of the Quran, but he says no Bibles, at least not yet. At Canterbury Bookstore in Madison, Wisconsin, one salesman has noticed an increase in newspaper sales. 3 or 4 times more people than usual coming in to buy the New York Times every day. In Atlantic Beach, near Jacksonville, Florida, Rona Brinley at the Bookmark says she's gotten requests for Nostradamus and is selling more books on the Middle East, but most of her readers seem to want escape reading. Last Friday, her bestseller was The Sweet Potatoes Book of Love by Jill Connor Brown, a laugh-out-loud novel. Brinley says a few days after Tuesday's attacks, lots of people came into the Bookmark simply to be together. It's like a bar without the drinks, she said. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.